Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. That's 21b, and we are about almost halfway down. I'm going to count from the top: 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 lines down from the top. And this series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf Hashavua Foundation. We're discussing a particular topic related to the prohibitions in mourning. And the prohibition that we started talking about is an avel is asur b'she'ilat shalom. An avel is not supposed to greet people by saying shalom aleichem or to respond to people who ask them how they are. She'ilat shalom is not allowed when you're a mourner. So particularly we said that in our teaching that this particularly applies for the first 3 days. So now we continue the Braita. Mi shlosha v'yad shiva, from the third day of shiva until the end of shiva, meshiv v'eino shoel. If someone asks him how he's doing, he's allowed to respond, but he should not ask other people how they're doing. He should not initiate. Mikan v'eilech, after shiva, shoel meshiv kidarko, then he can ask people how they're doing and respond to people's inquiries in his regular way. In other words, the she'ilat shalom only applies during shiva. And even in shiva, we break it up into the first 3 days where he should not respond or initiate, and 4 to 7 where he can respond but not initiate. Okay, we're going to challenge this teaching in 2 ways. Here's the first challenge. Ur minhu, I will bring a contradiction. Hamotzei et chaviro avel betoch lamed yom. If one happens upon his friend who is in mourning within the 30 days, but this presumes after shiva, but still before 30 days have ended, midaber imo tanchumin, then one can still give him the form consolation. In other words, usually when you visit a shiva house, you say hamakom or minashamayim tenachamu, but usually you only do that during shiva. But if you didn't see your friend during shiva, and it's still during shloshim, which is the regular mourning period, you can still give him the consolation greeting. However, the Eino Shoel Bishlomo, but you're not supposed to ask him how he's doing. Now, this is the contradiction. This is the key part, because we said you're only not supposed to ask a mourner how they're doing during shiva. After shiva, he can be Shoel Umeshiv Kedarko. This seems to be a contradiction. The Braita continues, just to finish it up. La'achar lamed yom, after 30 days, shoel bishlomo, you can ask how the mourner is doing. Ve'eino medaber imo tanchomim, but after 30 days, you are not supposed to console them anymore because the mourning period is technically over. The Braita continues, meta ishto, if his wife passed away, so he's in mourning for his wife, v'nasa isha acheret, and he married another woman. Now, we're still talking about within 30 days, because that's the topic that we're here. Now, ordinarily, a mourner should not get married within 30 days, but there are certain circumstances, as Rashi and Tosfot mention, such as he has no children, so he has to fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Revu, so he can get married immediately if he wishes, or if he has small children and he would like to marry so that he has a partner that can help him take care of them, then he is permitted under certain conditions to get married within 30 days. So the halacha is, Eino rashai likanes lebeito, a person is not allowed to go to his home, ledamer imo tanchumim, to give him consolation. Now, this is after shiva. There is such an opinion, Rabbeinu Tam has an opinion that a person can even get married. Only immediately after shiva, so that's the same. But you can't go to his home, and as Rashi points out, if he married a new wife, so even though he's a mourner, that's still a happy occasion that they're getting married, and it would distress her or be not fair to her to have people coming and consoling her husband right after they got married. However, matzo'o bashuk, if you find him in a public place, in the marketplace, omer lo b'safarafa, say it to him in a soft voice, ubekoved rosh, and with some gravitas, with some seriousness. In other words, don't do it in a full way, but do a soft, quiet consolation to him. Okay, so that's the question. The question is, according to this second Braita, it sounds like you're not supposed to ask a mourner how he's doing all the way until the end of Shloshim, whereas according to our teaching, our first teaching, it was only until the end of Shiva. How will we resolve the contradiction? Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Hu shoel bishlom acherim. He is allowed after Shiva to ask how other people are doing. Sha'acherim shruyim b'shalom, because other people are living their lives. They are at peace, so to speak. They're in a normal situation. Acherim, but other people, Ein Shoalin Bishlomo, they are not allowed to ask him how he's doing, Shehu Eino Shalrui Bishlom, because he is not at peace. So this is referring to the post-Shiva period. After Shiva is over, the mourner is allowed to ask ordinary other people how they're doing. However, other people should not ask the mourner how he's doing until the end of 30 days. So these two cases are talking about different things. We assume they were the same, but clearly they're different. The first case is talking about what the mourner has to do. Can he initiate? Can he respond? The second braita was about what other people are allowed to do to the mourner. Are they allowed to ask him how he's doing? And the answer is not until the end of Shloshim. Okay, now, but we're not quite done yet. V'ha midakatani meshiv, but since it says that he's allowed after Shiva to respond to someone who asks him how he's doing, michlal d'shaylinen le, then it means that people are asking him how he's doing. In other words, the whole idea of saying that a mourner may respond to someone who asks him how he's doing after Shiva, well, actually not even after Shiva, after 3 days of Shiva, seems to suggest that people are allowed to ask him how he's doing and they don't have to wait until the end of 30 days. So the Gemara answers, beginning of the next line, Dilo Yade. This is a situation where people didn't know he was a mourner. So if they meet him in the shuk and they say, how are you doing? Or Shalom Aleichem. So then he is allowed to respond to them. He doesn't have to say, I'm a mourner, you're not allowed to ask me that, right? He's allowed to respond to them. However, if they know, then they should not ask him. Now, so then let's take two other cases. These two cases are mentioned in the Pnei Baruch. There's a footnote in the R scroll that I looked up. So one situation is a case where someone knows that he's a mourner and knows what the halacha is, but still asks him against the law. So in that situation, he is allowed to, it seems like he should not be meshiv because the person is violating the rule. So he should, you know, indicate to him that he's in mourning and they're not supposed to ask him how he's doing. But what about a situation where the person knows he's a mourner but just doesn't know Jewish law? And this could happen, someone who's not religious or doesn't know halacha, who comes to a shiva house and knows that the person's in a mourning but doesn't know the rule. I've seen this happen all the time. So then they ask him how he's doing. If he were to correct them, it might be very embarrassing. So he argues in the footnote there, based on the Mordechai, that one could respond to such an inquiry. So the Gemara goes on, I hachi hatamnami. If that's the case, then there too. It should only be that he's allowed to respond to someone who asks him how he's doing all the way until the end of Shloshim. So the answer is hatam modaluhu. There, he has to, in the first 3 days, he has to tell them, right? I'm a mourner, I'm not allowed, you're not allowed to ask me how I'm doing, instead of responding to them. Velo mahader luhu, and he's not allowed to respond to them. Hacha, but here, in this case, after the shiva, when the person meets him in the shuk and asks him how he's doing, lo tzarech l'odu, and he doesn't have to tell him I'm a mourner. He can actually just respond to the inquiry and say, I'm doing fine, or whatever it is. Okay, the second challenge to our braita is now as follows. Urminhu, I'll ask a contradiction. Hamotzi es chaveru avel betoch yudbet chodesh. If a person encounters his friend within 12 months of the passing of his loved one, medaberi motan chumim, he can still speak to him with a consolation for full 12 months. He can tell him hamakom. Ve'eno shoal bishlomo, and he should not ask how he's doing. Here it sounds like it is forbidden to ask a mourner all the way until the end of 12 months, which is much longer than Shiva, and even much longer than the previous Breita, which said until Shloshim. La'achar yudbet chodesh, after 12 months, sho'el bishlomo, then he can ask him how he's doing, ve'enu mendaberi mo tanchumin, but he is not allowed to give him consolation. Aval, however, and it adds one additional piece here, midaberi mo minatzad, he can indirectly console him as long as he doesn't make it direct. If he doesn't say his name or specifically say the consolation, he can hint at the consolation. So Amar Rabbi Meir solves this. This is a continuation of the bright, so we're not quite done yet. Amar Rabbi Meir, and this is a good statement to footnote. It's very amusing and true. Amar Rabbi Meir, Hamotzei et chaveru avel la'achar yudbet chodesh. If a person encounters his friend after 12 months after he's done with his mourning, Umedaberi mo tanchumim, and he speaks consolation to him. Lamahu domeh, what is this compared to? La adam, to a man, shenishbara raglo, he broke his leg, v'chayta, and then it healed. Mitzao rofe, he encounters a doctor after his leg healed. V'amar lo, and the doctor says to him, kalechetzli, come over to me, shani shovra, I'm going to break your leg, the erpa'ena, and then I'll heal it, kidei sheteida shesamamanima sheli yafin, so that you'll see how good my drugs are, or in other words, to see how great a doctor I am. So I know that your leg is already healthy now, but I could have been the greatest doctor in the world when your leg was broken. So here, let me break your leg, and I'll fix it to show you what a great doctor I am. And here we have so he's comparing this to a person who wants to give consolation to the mourner, but the mourner's already done mourning. So now when you bring it up again, you're sort of dragging him back into the pain of his mourning by putting him into consolation. In essence, what you're doing is making it all about you and not about them. You're thinking to yourself, oh, I never got to console this person, let me do it so that I can check my box. And you're not thinking about the fact that you're dragging the mourner back into his pain. Same thing with the doctor. You know, doctors presumably hate illness and want to heal it so they can help people and promote health. But sometimes the doctor is more interested in their skill level as a professional and what a good doctor they are. And they actually, you know, kind of want people to be sick and want legs to be broken so that they can practice their craft. Separating between the two of those or understanding your motivations is important. Okay, so that's what he says. So that's why after 12 months, you are not allowed to console a mourner so that you don't bring up his past trauma. Okay, so we have a contradiction. The contradiction here is this last braita seems to indicate that you're not supposed to ask a mourner she'ilat shalom, how they're doing, for 12 months. Lo kasha, this is no problem. It's not a contradiction. Ha ba'aveh v'imo, ha b'shar krovim. They are dealing with two different cases, and we distinguish between these, and our next sugya on the next daf will deal with this at much greater length. There's specific differences between mourning for all the other relatives, the five other relatives, son, daughter, brother, sister, wife, and father and mother. The mourning for father and mother is more intensive. So in ordinary mourning, you sit Shiva and Shloshim, and technically, except for the saying of Kaddish, technically after 30 days, the mourning is over. However, for a mother and father, the mourning goes all the way until 12 months. That's one of the differences between them. So one nafka mina of that is that you can say hamakom or mina shamayim tenachamu to a person who lost a parent all the way until the end of 12 months. And we could apply the same rule as before. In other words, this applies to a person who encounters them in a shuk and doesn't know that they were a mourner. So then they say to them, how are you doing? So then the mourner can respond. Just like we said earlier, if a person encounters them during Shloshim and asks them in the Shuk, how are you doing? The mourner can respond. It doesn't have to say that he is a mourner. However, technically, if a person knows that he's a mourner and knows that you're not supposed to greet them for the full 12 months, you are not supposed to do She'ilat Shalom to them, even if you encounter them in public. However, there was one additional piece that was mentioned in this Braita that wasn't in the previous Braita. In the previous Braita, it said, right, that after 30 days, you can ask how they're doing, but you cannot offer them consolation. But then in this braita, it added that after 12 months, it says medaberi mumenatzad. You can indirectly mention the consolation. So the Gemara asked, hatam nami yedaberi motan chumiminatzad. In the case of a mother and father within Yud Bet Chodesh during their 12 months, meaning after Shloshim is over, but during the rest of the year, can you indirectly? No, I did that incorrectly. We know that's the case. The question is for a not mother and father, for another relative within 30 days, can you do tanchumi min atzad? Can you indirectly reference the consolation? And the Gemara says, in Achanami, yes, absolutely. The two cases are parallel. For other mourners, you can do it. The rules apply between the 7th day and the 30th day. And for your mother and father, it also applies from 30 days all the way until 12 months. Umai eno medaberi mo tanchumim, but the Braita says that you can't console them. So, and it doesn't say anything about minatzad, it just says you can't console them. So perhaps it's coming to exclude indirectly consoling them. So the Gemara answers, no, kidarko, it's only referring to regular consoling where you do it directly and by name. But indirectly is okay. Aval medaberimo min atzad, he is allowed to indirectly console him. So just to summarize, for the first 3 days of mourning, as we saw, a mourner is not supposed to initiate greetings or respond to greetings. And if someone, even if they don't know that they're a mourner or they don't know that you're not supposed to console them, asks the mourner how they're doing, the mourner is required to apprise them of the fact that they're a mourner and they're not supposed to respond to greetings. From the third day until the seventh day, if a person doesn't know, they can respond normally to the entreaty, but a person is not supposed to ask them she'ilat shalom. And in addition, the mourner is not supposed to initiate to other people. From 7 days until 30 days, for regular relatives, the mourner is allowed to ask other people how they're doing because they are not mourners, but other people are not supposed to ask the mourner how he's doing, but if they do ask him, he can respond. For his mother and father, the same rule applies from 30 days all the way until 12 months. In addition, in both the cases of other relatives from 7 until 30, and in the case of one's mother and father from 30 until 12 months, a person is allowed to indirectly console them even after the mourning period is over, as long as they do not directly console them. I will stop there, 5 lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, and we'll continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.